The first people who came to Alaska likely crossed the Bering Land Bridge during the last ice age. It's always been a bit of a mystery how they survived the long, dark winters we still see today. A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences offers some clues into how the first Alaskans adapted to their new home. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell reports.
The story of how the first Alaskans survived is really a story about moms and how they adapted to care for their babies in a harsh new world.
It shouldn't have happened that Homo sapiens, our species, survived.
For thousands of years, the narrator of this PBS documentary says, humans fought impossible odds.
Our ancestors not only survived, they spread into every corner of the globe.
Including to Alaska. Sea levels were a lot lower during the last ice age. So, theory goes, humans crossed the Bering Land Bridge and settled here about 20,000 years ago.
It was probably a lot like what it is today. So, not exactly a nice, warm, sunny place to live.
Leslia Lesko is an assistant professor of integrated biology at UC Berkeley.
It's basically organismal biology, but it's Berkeley. We had to try to be creative.
Lesko was asked to give a talk last year on human migration into the Americas. That got her thinking about genetics, specifically about one mysterious mutation that leads to thick, straight hair and shovel-shaped teeth. Those traits were found in the first Alaskans, but no one really knew why.
You know, you can wave your arms around and go, oh, you know, thick hair keeps you warm, or, shovel-shaped incisors. You know, it keeps your teeth from wearing down too fast.
But that wasn't all that convincing. So Lesko started thinking about vitamin D and sunlight. People living in higher latitudes evolved to have lighter skin, in part so they could soak up more vitamin D. But Lesko says at a certain latitude, like here in Alaska, it doesn't matter how light your skin is. There's just not enough sunlight.
So, you know, even if you were naked with really light skin, you're not going to make enough vitamin D to be healthy.
The first Alaskans had already started eating the vitamin D-rich diet that's still around today. Lots of fish and seals. That was one way of adapting.
When a culture changes its diet, everybody who's eating solid foods benefits from that.
Except, Lesko says, for babies. So how were they getting the vitamin D they needed? Well, it turns out the same mutation that leads to thicker hair and grooved teeth, it also leads to more ductal branching. That's the tiny tubes that branch out from a woman's nipple into her breasts.
They get finer and finer and finer and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Until, Lesko says, they reach the fat cells. Those tubes pull nutrients, including vitamin D, out of those fat cells and send them back through the mother's breast milk. Every woman has those tiny tubes, but Lesko thinks women in Alaska during the last ice age developed more of them, and that helped keep their babies healthy.
So it's shifted our thinking of this mutation as being a gene that influences hair or tooth shape to maybe the most important thing is that this is a gene that influences breast development.
Lesko says she and her colleagues found the gene in every one of the more than 3,000 remains they studied. And it's a mutation that a lot of women still carry today, not just in Alaska, but in Eastern Asia and in native populations throughout North and South America.
So if you run your tongue against the top teeth at the front of your mouth, if the back of them have little buttresses,
like little indents,
then you have shovel-shaped incisors.
And likely the same genetic mutation that helped the first Alaskan moms keep their babies healthy during the long, dark winters. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.